Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, everyone. So nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest music of all time. Well, coming up today in the showcase, we have a theme. It's gambling. Yeah, I found a few records about wagering and associated events, so that will be our subject today. And of course, we will have the countdown, and we'll head back to the middle of August in 1942. So that's what's going on here today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on Seems Like Old Times. And we begin, as always, on the countdown, using the Billboard magazine sales chart from this weekend in 1942. And record number 10 is Jersey Bounce from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Record number 10 this weekend in 1942, Benny Goodman and the Jersey Bounce. That was moving down the chart after spending 4 weeks at number 1, his 15th chart topper of all time and second this year. The tune was so popular, members of the 8th Air Force, 303rd Bombardment Group, named one of their B-17s the Jersey Bounce. It's August of 83 years ago on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the USA was Franklin Roosevelt. Henry Wallace was the VP. The population, 134 million, and a number of those were involved in fighting World War II. And recently, the battle has been on our shores, or at least close to home. On July 13th, German U-boats sank three merchant ships in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, not far from the coast of Maine. Just a week later, the Germans withdrew their U-boats from their positions along the U.S. Atlantic coast because of an effective American convoy system. Then, on July 30th in the Gulf of Mexico, the U.S. passenger freighter Robert E. Lee was sunk by the German submarine U-166. 10 passengers and 15 crew members died. But 2 days later, Ensign Henry White Flying his J-4F Widgeon plane, an amphibious aircraft, sank the U-166 as it approached the Mississippi River. It was the first U-boat sunk by the Coast Guard. And just last week, six would-be German saboteurs were executed. Two others, who were cooperative, got life in prison. Some more stories that were close to home here in August of 1942. And back on the countdown, coming in at number 9 is the Harry James Orchestra, featuring Jimmy Saunders on the vocals of One Dozen Roses.
Them and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
Harry James Band featuring Jimmy Saunders at the microphone, coming down from its high of number 4 and number 9 this weekend, One Dozen Roses. The song had been a minor hit for the Dick Juergens Orchestra back in the spring, but Harry James had more success here in the summer of 1942.
I'm sure you've all noticed how everybody has pitched in since last December 7th, working harder than ever before. No, it didn't take us Americans long to see we had to work to win. Yes, and hard work burns up lots of energy. Energy that has to be replaced by the food we eat. So I'm sure you'll want to know about a wholesome energy food that your family is sure to like. That food is delicious parquet margarine, the economical spread for bread made by Kraft, and it's one of the best energy foods you can serve. What's more, parquet is a reliable year-round source of important vitamin A. Yes, parquet margarine is mighty good for you, and you'll find it's mighty good tasting, too. Parquet is the margarine that tastes so deliciously good you'll really want to serve it. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for a pound or two of parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine made by Kraft.
Everybody's in on the war effort here in August of 1942, and we're back on the countdown now. Glenn Miller's at number 8, Sweet Eloise. We'll be right back.
trees. When she is near, you can hear them singing sweet melodies. They're just for my Eloise. My Eloise. Sweet Eloise is a beautiful sight. Old Mr. Moon comes around to look at her every night. Her smile's a warm summer breeze,
the smile of Eloise.
And though there may be clouds in the skies,
there's always sunshine deep in her eyes.
In case you didn't know, roses grow hoping someday
they'll be pressed and caressed in her bouquet.
Sweet Eloise is so lovely to love. You will agree she's the only girl that you're dreaming of.
But you'll be wasting your time,
'cause Eloise is all mine.
She's all mine.
You're dreaming of,
but you'll be wasting your time,
'cause Eloise is all mine.
So don't you give her a line, 'cause Eloise is all mine.
The eighth best-selling record this weekend in 1942, Sweet Eloise from the Glenn Miller Orchestra, featuring Ray Eberly and the Modern Airs on the vocals. It's the band's eighth top ten of the year. Well, let's turn on the radio here in the summer of 42. Some of the new programs include Junior Miss, starring Shirley Temple. And on April 3rd, the audience stunt show People Are Funny debuted to rival Truth or Consequences. And this summer, CBS had one of the most popular shows called The 22nd Letter, a program dealing with the underground in Europe. It aired Wednesday nights at 10:30, and CBS announced this week that the show would not just be a summer replacement series, but would be extended indefinitely. However, after doing a little research, I couldn't find much else about the show, except a small blurb in Time magazine. So I don't know what became of it or how long it ran. But we do know Lum and Abner is still running. Most shows take a vacation during the summer, but not our friends at the Jot 'em Down store. And this week they have a trip planned to the Black Hills of South Dakota, and while they're there, they're going to do a little gold prospecting. And Lum is reading up on the subject.
As the pure metal is associated with silica or quartz, the extraction of gold lodes or veins from rock is termed quartz mining.
Quartz mining?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I reckon it means they take the gold out of the mine with a quart.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Stingers. Well, reckon how many quarts a day we'll take out.
Oh, I don't know. 35, 40, somewhere around there.
We will.
Yeah, a quart of gold ought to be worth at least $10.
$10?
That makes, let's see, 10 times 4, $400 right the first day.
Oh, my goodness. $400 in one day?
Yes, sir. And after we get things running right, we'll more than likely start taking it out by the gallon instead of quart.
Oh, you got to love the logic of Lum and Abner. One of our favorite radio shows here in 1942. Meanwhile, some people got their entertainment from Broadway. You could see the musical Let's Face It with Danny Kaye and Eve Arden. Or By Jupiter with Ray Bolger and Vera Ellen. Or perhaps Irving Berlin's This Is the Army. That stars Burl Ives and Ezra Stone. And Earl Oxford sang the most memorable tune from the show, I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen.
Hi, soldier. What's chaining up your dogs? Afraid to come into the canteen?
No, I just haven't got the time.
Oh, you better try it. All the glamour in the world, and all of it free. Every Broadway star you ever heard of, just dying to give you a cup of coffee. And as for some of those girls who bring you donuts, boy...
Oh, I know. One of them's named Eileen. Do you know her?
Sure I know her.
Well, say, will you give her this note for me?
Why don't you bring it in yourself?
Well, Mac, I'm pushing off tonight. I don't want to make it any tougher for myself than I have to.
Okay, soldier. Give me the note.
Well, let me just read it once more, will you? To see if it says what I want it to say.
Old Mr. Absent-Minded, that's me. Just as forgetful as I can be. I've got the strangest sort of a mind. I'm always leaving something behind. I left my heart with a girl named Irene.
A girl named Irene stole his heart. Oh,
I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on.
Till she caught on.
I must go back to the army routine.
The old army routine.
And every doll boy knows what that will mean.
You know what we mean by routine.
A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start. And my at the stage door.
Earl Oxford and Chorus. I left my heart at the Stage Door Canteen from Irving Berlin's This Is the Army. That was playing on Broadway this weekend of August 1942. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have a musical theme of gambling. That's right, songs about wagering today. And actually, we did this theme many, many, many years ago. When I get a chance, I'll look back and see if I can find the exact date. But meanwhile, we'll step right up, place our bets, and cross our fingers. And to get us started, it's Henry Mancini, Mr. Lucky.
Thank you. I was feeling bewildered and blue. When a thought crossed my mind, please don't think me unkind if I give this thought to you. Oh, horses don't bet on people. Horses have too much sense. Horses don't have no remorses. They pull wagons without recompense. People who wager on horses see their castles go up in smoke. But horses don't bet on people, and that's why they never go broke.
From 1945, Kay Kaiser and the Band, featuring Clyde Rogers and the ensemble on the vocals, Horses Don't Bet on People. And also, we heard the theme from the television show Mr. Lucky. That was the Henry Mancini Orchestra, and the single made it to number 21 on the chart, and Mr. Lucky the show finished at number 21 of the TV ratings in its only year, the 1959-60 television season. So it was a popular program. But they changed the storyline midway through the season. Mr. Lucky ran a floating casino for the first 15 episodes, but the sponsor, Lever Brothers, decided they didn't want their soap connected with gambling. Remember, the quiz show scandals were going on about this time. So they ordered that Mr. Lucky, going forward, would run a restaurant instead of a casino. Well, gambling is our theme today, and the ladies can get in on the act, too. Anita O'Day has a card up her sleeve.
Hey, Joe! Ace in the hole. This town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. You can see them all the time strolling up and down Old Vine, telling of the wonders they can do. La da da da. There's con men, boosters, card sharks, crap shooters. They congregate around the metro. to fall. They were fancy ties and collars, but where they get their dollars, that's their old ace in the hole. Some of them write to the old folks for coin. That's their old ace down in the hole. While others have girls on the old tenderloin. That's their old ace down in the hole. They'll tell you of trips that they're gonna take. Up to the old North Pole. But their name would be mud, like a chump playing stud, if they lost their old ace in the hole. Like a chump playing stud, if they lost their old ace in the hole.
There's Anita O'Day with Ace in the Hole, a recording from 1947, and she was backed up by Alvy and the Little Band. Alvy was Alvy West. We are gambling today, responsibly, of course, here on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've gone back to late August of 1942. And more news from the war, this time in the Pacific, and finally some good news. In early June, our Navy decisively defeated the Japanese in its attack on Midway Island. The American victory prevented the Japanese from completely dominating the Pacific Theater. And the win was huge for morale, especially because the battle ended on June 7th, exactly 6 months after the attacks on Pearl Harbor. Now, while Midway was a setback for the Japanese, they continued a ferocious fight. On June 8th, their submarines shelled the Australian cities of Sydney and Newcastle. And I spoke earlier about German boats off the American coast. Well, the Japanese were off the Pacific coast as well. On June 21st, one Japanese sub fired on Fort Stevens in Oregon. 17 shells were fired at the only military installation on the continental U.S. that received hostile fire during the war, but no damage was caused. And that's some news from the Pacific Theater of the War here in August of 1942. And we're back to the music charts from this weekend. And we're at number 7 with Tommy Dorsey, Frank Sinatra, and the Pied Pipers, Just As Though You Were Here.
Wake each morning and I'll promise to laugh. I'll say good morning to your old photograph. And I'll speak to you, dear,
just as though you were here.
When purple shadows start to welcome the dark, I'll take the same old stroll we took through the park. And I'll cling to you, dear,
just as though you were here. So don't be afraid that distance and time
will finally tear us apart.
The farther you go, the longer you stay, the deeper you grow in my heart.
Each night before I wander off into sleep, I'll bring to light the tears I've buried so deep. Then I'll kiss you, my dear,
just as though you were here. Night before I wander off into sleep, I'll bring to light the tears I've buried so deep. Then I'll kiss you, my dear, and though you're gone, my love for you goes on, darling, just as though you were here.
At number 7 this weekend in 1942, Frank Sinatra singing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and the Pied Pipers too, Just As Though You Were Here. That reached number 3 this summer, and it's only the second top 10 for the Dorsey Band this year. He hasn't had a number 1 since last spring. Oh, but the big story is that Downbeat magazine just a couple of days ago broke the news that Sinatra will be leaving Dorsey in September. He's ready to launch his solo career, and Tommy has let Frank out of his contract, which was to run through the end of this year. Today's Stroll Down Memory Lane has taken us back 83 years to the summer of 42. And in the literary world, a very important day on August 9th, as the New York Times launches its bestseller list. The first number one in nonfiction, The Last Time I Saw Paris by Paul Elliott. The top fiction book that day was Rachel Fields' And Now Tomorrow. Other titles on the first list include They Were Expendable by W.L. White, Victory Through Air Power by Alexander de Seversky, See Here, Private Hargrove from Marion Hargrove, and Franz Werfel's The Song of Bernadette. Back on June 17th, Yank magazine began publication. That was a weekly magazine for the U.S. Armed Services, and it was written by enlisted rank soldiers only. And what became a popular morale booster was the inclusion of a pinup girl. They would usually be dressed in a bathing suit or some other seductive attire. And the very first pinup girl was 23-year-old Jane Randolph. And she would be followed by some of the biggest stars of stage and screen. And we're back on the countdown now, and coming in at number 6, it's the Harry James Orchestra with Strictly Instrumental.
Thank you.
Our second meeting with Harry James in the top 10 this week, that was Strictly Instrumental, holding down spot number 6. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend in 1942 outside the top 10. I see down at number 16 is Idaho from Alvino Ray. Alvino Ray's steel guitar and orchestra too, on Idaho. The boys in the band took care of the vocals, and it was Yvonne King doing the coyote-type calls in the background. Idaho was a hit record for Alvino Ray here in 1942, and we remember. On today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have gambling songs in the showcase. And while we are thinking about cards and dice and horses, you can make a wager on romance, too.
You can gamble for matchsticks. You can gamble for gold. The stakes may be heavy or small. But if you haven't gambled for love and lost, then you haven't gambled at all. They call me the moonlight gambler. It can cost me win or lose. I'm a moonlight gambler. And a winner is what I long to be. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live. Till the day Lady Luck smiles at me. You can gamble for matchsticks. You can gamble for gold. The stakes may be heavy or small, gambled at all. No, if you haven't gambled for love in the moonlight, then you haven't gambled at all. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live, till the day Lady Luck smiles at me. They call me the Moonlight Gambler. They call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Gal is like a racehorse, I play her to win. But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven, love can be a joke. But it's worth a gamble, so here I go for broke. Oh, who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10-1 you be mine. Now once I had a filly, I ain't seen her since. Some can't go the distance, they're only good in sprints. Oh, sweethearts stay together when it's fair and warm, but in stormy weather they don't run to form. Who got the action? Who take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10-1 you be mine. Favored or a long shot, I'll play either way. All I need's a winner, and this could be the day. And when I've won my parlay, I'll be set for life. I'll take all that money and gamble on my wife. Who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line. I'll bet you 10-1. Bet you 10-1. Bet you 10-1. You will be mine.
Dean Martin with the title track from his 1962 movie with Lana Turner, Who's Got the Action? And before that, from 1956, Frankie Lane and Moonlight Gambler. Let's squeeze in one more. Here's Artie Shaw on Lucky Number.
Thank you.
Well, earlier with Moonlight Gambler, we had Frankie Lane accompanied by the Ray Conniff Orchestra. Well, Conniff also wrote that tune, Lucky Number, played by Artie Shaw's orchestra in 1946. Well, that'll do it for hour number one. Stay right there. More gambling songs coming up and more of the hits from this week in 1942 on Seems Like Old Times.